getting started with the Adafruit Feather 32 U4 Bluetooth LE. Have you tried the Adafruit Feather boards? Interested to take a peek at the 32 U4 Bluefruit LE? Read through the article to find out. Introduction. You may have got different kinds of development kits by now. You've probably got the UNO Mega Nano ESP32 Rover, ESP32 Cam, or others. There's nothing like opening it up for the first time and trying it out. Now we're going to look at a different class of board called the Featherboard by Adafruit. If you haven't heard of it, Featherboards are Adafruit's new set of Devi boards that will enhance and lessen the time of construction of your prototypes. Adafruit has several Featherboards as well as Featherwings. Those wings are actually supplementary items that can stack up on your Featherboards. Things such as OLEDs, South Dakota card holders, RTCs, audio jacks and synthesizers, motor drivers and the like. You'll be delighted with the small form factor of the Feather architecture, as it's extremely comfortable to work with them that way. The Adafruit Feather 32 U4 Bluefruit LE. The Feather 32 U4 Bluefruit LE is a wireless dev board meant for your Bluetooth training and development. It's meant for the Arduino environment as it has an Atmel, now Microchip chip. It has the Atmega 32 U4, which has a built-in USB interface. With this, there's no need for any FTDI chip. It also features the NRF51822 chip from Nordic Semiconductor for its Bluetooth transceiver. The NRF51822 is enclosed in the MDBT40 module from Raytac along with a ceramic chip antenna. Preparing for first use. Solder the header pins. This Feather comes with male headers. You can optionally have female headers or a combination of them. It's actually recommended to do the soldering with the headers inserted into a mini breadboard to align the headers properly. Connect a micro USB cable. You will need to connect the Featherboard to your computer. To do this, you will need to connect a micro USB to USB cable from the port on the Feather to a USB port on your computer. Start coding. Preparing the Arduino IDE. Download the latest Arduino IDE from the Arduino website. After that, you'll have to set up the board's URL manager in Preferences. Set the additional board's manager URL to https adafruit github dio arduino board index package adafruit index json. After that, you can try to restart the Arduino IDE. Next, go to Tools and the Boards Manager. Then, search for Adafruit AVR boards and install it. After installing, make a new project. Then choose your board, Adafruit Feather 32 U4, from Tools, Board, and connect it to that port. LED blink code. You can copy and paste this code just to test if your Feather is functional. Void setup. / put your setup code here to run once. Pin mode LED built-in output. Digital write, LED built-in high. Void loop, / put your main code here to run repeatedly. Digital write, LED built-in high. Delay, 1000. Digital write, LED built-in low. Delay, 1000. Nah. If everything goes well, the LED light on the board should flash on and off every second. Testing Bluetooth functionality. Running as a HID keyboard. What more can you do with a Bluetooth-enabled device than to test it with your host device? Prepare your Bluetooth-enabled PC or mobile phone as we're going to do a wireless keyboard. Surely the 32 U4 together with the NRF51822 can easily accomplish this task. First, you'll have to install the Adafruit Bluefruit LE NRF51 library so that you can include it in your projects. To do this, go to Sketch, Include Libraries. Manage libraries and search for that library. Next, open the example HID keyboard application that comes along with the Adafruit Bluefruit LE. Code, module setup and explanation. Hardware setup. First, make sure that you are setting up your hardware accordingly. In the Bluefruit config.h file, under Hardware SPI settings, make sure that the blue_fruit_spi_rst pin is set to pin 4. Header files. The Adafruit BLEH Adafruit BlueFruitly SP8H and BlueFruit ConfigBot H are the important files to include in this project. Here, we are using hardware SPI mode to communicate with the NRF 51822. Creating BlueFruit object. Here is the statement to create the BlueFruit object by using hardware SPI. Initializing the module. We begin the BLE object through BOA begin. Next, we do a factory reset through bleed.factoryreset to set everything in a known state. Preparing on-screen information. Set echo to false and the print your Bluetooth module info. Changing the device name. Preparing the HID service. The HID service is enabled through an AT serial command at plus blehyden equals sign on through send command check oak on the BLE object. Software reset. The rest of the code. The rest of the code simply gets user input through the serial port and then sends it to the Bluetooth module as keyboard HID commands. Go ahead and compile the whole code and upload it on your device. After which, open the serial monitor and ensure it's at 11:52:00 baud rate settings. Now get your mobile phone or Bluetooth-enabled device and pair it with your Feather. The name of this device is BlueFruit Keyboard. Open an app on your cell phone such as Keep Notes. In Arduino ID, on your serial monitor, type characters and or do an Enter key through the shortcut keys. There it is! You've tested a Bluetooth wireless keyboard using your Feather 32U4 BlueFruit LE. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Getting Started with the Adafruit Feather 32U4 Bluetooth LE. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.